Okay,
did y'all have y'all seen your brother again or talk to him?
No, sir.
Oh, he hasn't called?
Sir, yes, he called yesterday, but when he called, we had just left the dwelling where we're at right now and went to go and see about the phone and stuff.
What phone?
The cellular.
Oh, you went to see about the cellular phone?
Yes, sir. And to get another recording device.
Another one?
Another one that we can take in there and play the tapes back to the brother. The sister's little box was acting kind of,
strange.
Yeah.
Okay, but what did they tell you about the cellular phone?
Oh, the guy here had asked me for my social security card. Because they said they couldn't pull it up, but Allah revealed to me that it was because of the number. You know, I don't have a California Social Security number.
Yes, sir.
So he probably thought I had made the Social Security number up and probably wanted to see the reality of it. But that was on time, too, because it would probably be better for me to get it down either in when we go to the Vallejo Way.
Yes, sir.
Or in Phoenix, where the messenger is, or something like that. Because I already have one for the brother's so-called son had asked me to get one for him. Yes, sir. So I can probably get a better one anyway.
Okay, yes, sir.
Through the cellular company.
Okay, let me ask you, how much was you sitting on again?
$64,000.
Okay, yes, sir. What money have y'all been working out of?
This cash money that the brother had.
And what was that?
It was $22,000, and then we sent six of that to the sister, and the rest of it had been spent mostly up in expenses.
Well, what you sitting on? What do you have of his left?
Huh?
What do you have of his left?
What do I have of his left?
Yeah.
What do you mean, sir? You mean cash money?
Yeah.
I haven't really counted it, sir, but I know we have the monies from the, where we have put down on the car.
Yes, ma'am.
That money and, a couple of hundred.
Okay. The sign got taken,
huh? Yeah, so I got in the personal message while C4 and Muhammad had somebody have an attraction drawn to it and take it from us.
Oh, well, that's just because it's a positive or a negative to everything that exists.
Yes, sir. That's what we said.
Well, see, a lot of God in the prison, that's what I'm going to teach you about causing you to do that for that to happen so that you would know. See, that had happened with the Nation of Islam before, too. And so, therefore, that you would know the feeling of that, you have to be made a know of everything. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So, a lot of God in the prison, that's what I'm going to have to make known to you what it would like for that to happen in order not. Now, what we're going to do is going to make a plastic thing that the signs could fit into.
Yes.
And screw on to the side of the van up in Brackensville.
Yes, sir. Well, it just so turns out that the people at the sign company, they made two for us this time anyway. So we have a total of four signs for two cars.
He made two sets this time?
Yes, sir, and instead of charging us $85 for the one set, he only charges $60 apiece. So when we get down there, we can give him $120 for the four signs and send one to the sister and have one
for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, now the next thing you want to know is this is the 3 days that you're allowed to visit the brother up that way?
Yes, sir.
Well, you be up that way, but then the other way, you still got to go back down there and hold that foot down in Arizona.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of stuff that have to be done there, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're going to have to, but you want to be there where you can visit him them 3 days.
Yes, sir.
Or let him set up the days of how he wants you to visit him them 3 days if he wants you to visit him them 3 days. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then float back and forth between there and there.
Yes, sir.
Our main objective right now is to get this here, you know, to let him know that I don't want that $200,000 to turn the bitterness in my mouth.
Could you say that again, sir?
The $500,000 turns to vomit in my mouth. I don't even like hearing about that no more.
Oh, yes, sir.
Bitter to my taste.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing you could do. He couldn't even give me that.
Yes, sir. I praise
you. But I'm saying that he did the $200,000 that he promised, the $200,000, I don't want it to turn to bitter in my mouth. That's something that he could do. That's something wise for himself to do. Something wise for himself to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. See, he didn't do what was good for himself, and he didn't do what was the next best thing for himself. So then the wisest thing that he could do for himself was I had the sister tell him, was that $200,000, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then anything else other than that, then $150,000 of them just tossed that up. don't mean that don't have no weight this way or that way if he didn't do that. So he has to do the wisest thing that's for himself. And that's at 200,000.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you have to stay on that particular aspect with him so that it doesn't turn to vomit in my mouth.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Want it to turn to being nasty in my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Allowing the person in Master Wasi for Muhammad had Brother Abdel Muhammad so-called Bayaziz call. And he said something to the same effect that the brother had told them a lot of things and they haven't seen it shine forth. And through what the brother had been teaching them while he was in there, through Allah God in the presence of Maswati Far Muhammad, his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the brother's mouth, had taught him was that lip service go for nothing. And he said, well, now he can truly bear witness to lip service going for nothing.
That's right. That's why you have something to write about to the other brother. That's what myself up in the town said that, you know, in the first place, you got to know that the knowledge that he had, before was only knowledge that allowed him to be a flim-flam man.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But he really, everything that indoctrinated him should be brought to the light. Mm-hmm. And he has a tendency to say that he had not tampered with the knowledge, but we know that he has tampered with the knowledge. Yes. Because when you listen to a doctor, you hear how the knowledge has been tampered with.
Yes, sir.
You hear things that he added into the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? If you be around him, you'll hear him add into knowledge.
Yes, sir.
You say something to him once, and when he comes back out of his mouth, it'll be different what you feed it into him with.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So, therefore, you got we're pushing on him, the truth is the light. This is what Allah got in the prison. That's what the people I'm under stress on the most out of God, and I'm to make known to him. That anything good in darkness will surely be brought to the light. You know? And the only way that he's gonna, be able to come out and be able to function in his body, the way that Allah God, the person that's what he's around, none of his next to the person that's around, none of his down for him, periodly.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, all praise to Allah God, the person that's what he's around, none of his next to the person. Let me ask you this here, Sister Asha, when y'all play the tapes for him, do you hear the tapes on the other end playing?
He hasn't heard any thus far. They don't let him be on the phone too long to hear us playing.
Well, I was wondering what you were saying, that you were getting the tape so that you could play.
Right, so that now in the future we can go up there and sit down and have the tape with the proper recording device to play it back to him. Because, see, the sisters doesn't operate. It wasn't operating on the batteries, so we couldn't take hers up there. And the other tape recorder we got was a big one, and they definitely won't let you carry that up there. So I have a little tiny one that has the regular size tape in it.
Yes, sir.
And we can record on it and play back on it the big tape.
Can you take it in there?
Yes, sir. The little one I can take in there because I can carry it in my briefcase. Now, also, I have a little teeny one that has the micro tape in it.
Yes,
but we didn't do any recordings on the micro tape. And, sir, by the way, we have three recorders going now.
Yes,
two micros and one larger one.
So that even while we're riding, we can still be riding.
Right. And then in the event that I go up there, this is like the sharpening process for us, too, that I have a micro tape if I can't play the macro tape.
Yes, ma'am.
So-called macro tape.
So we have the tape, the recordings, and the two different size tapes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, then. Now, the next thing I was going to say was about that outfit that I was telling you about the other day that y'all should get.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, like that material that you had on that red toe sister, that's another so-called dollar?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you can find it, suit like what I was talking about, but find it at all right, you would surely would come out pretty sharp.
Yes, sir. In the person of Master Wasi Far Muhammad, allowed myself and Anselm Muhammad, so-called Cookie, to purchase a red skirt, but the jacket is in so-called Dixon. But yes, sir, the material, they do have it.
Okay, yeah, but you don't want to purchase one material this way and another material that way, because then you have what you call mismatching colors. It'll be red, but it'll be mismatching red, and we're not into that.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand that, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like that walking suit that I was talking about, they might have a one that's all white.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
What myself encountered in looking for white,
yes,
because we've been trying to find white, is the devil peoples have told us that the white is out of season because the winter's coming in. So they're coming in with more of the reds and the darker colors than they are the whites.
But you just have to look around, because there's some people that stock them all, and then they have in their storehouse in the back.
This is what I was getting ready to say, too. When I was in Sacramento, I had went into it. They had a little shop there at the hotel where we were at, and the woman had some long skirts, and they're very rare, you know.
Yes,
and I asked her, did they have white, and she said that there was a store there in Sacramento on 25th and J Street, which had the white with the whole hook up the vest and all that kind of stuff. So I figured that maybe in...
When you come up here, you'll do that too?
Yes, sir. Go in there and look at those. But they're not a straight...
You don't want a straight wife.
Okay.
Because that'll make your hips and stuff show.
Okay, yes, sir.
You want it to be able where you take them long steps without your dress snapping when you walk. See, when you put them clothes and they come straight down, when you walk and take a full step, it snaps and it angles and it twists.
Yes, sir.
It causes motion, and that causes motion, causes the eyes to look towards that.
Yes, sir.
So we would need something to the degree of an A-line.
Position light.
Yes, sir.
You know, the skirt should be kind of pyramided.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's how they're made, but what I meant when I said straight, I meant like, they're kind of like a wrinkly cotton, 100% cotton, but they're a wrinkly design.
Well, you're just getting if they're top and bottom and they match it and they got that breast, double-breasted outfit style on the top, that's cool.
Okay, yes sir.
You understand, that's cool for one. You got the members, you're building your wardrobe now. A lot of times the person that's about to be around, the person that's about to be around, as you're building your wardrobe now.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? You're building it. See, you don't see the wardrobe that you have, everything that you have, you should want to be by what? Dictated to you through the remote control unit from the last time the president asked about a chief line under the special person but Elijah about it. That's everything that you want around you and nothing else that's not dictated that way you don't want around you.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying? So therefore you know that you're functioning properly. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing per se that you yourself just thought of to get.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You want to follow in the guidelines. Your life, your death, your life and your death is all for Allah, God, and the person. That's why you love him. So you want everything according to what he has dictated to you.
Thank you, sir. This is in our writings. You should see it now. We have the, before, way back, how ISL Mommy used to have the papers all scattered out. Now it's a reflection of myself. We have papers everywhere.
Yeah, see, and what they do about that $200,000, once you get into the thing, then you don't have to lollygag around too much with dealing with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gotta be more firmer and get it in under his case, Siobhan should be then, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's one state you have to get into in the case, Siobhan should be. You know how, have you talked to that female?
No, sir.
No, sir. I had to call her because she was giving off the impression like I'd been calling her and playing on their phone. So I figured it'd be better for me to just let her go and say things rather than for me to call her and give her...
Okay, but all right, that's fine, too. Now, but you have spoke to the brother since you talked about that $200,000, right?
No, sir.
Oh, you haven't, only the sister have, right?
Right.
Okay, when is his visiting day? Y'all haven't visited?
His visiting days are Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Oh, those are his visiting days?
Yes, sir.
Well, yesterday was Saturday.
Yes, sir, but you have to arrange to visit... The day before.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know that either.
It's really rough up here, the way they have it set up.
It's not really rough. It's really good up that way. That you said rough, right? That's what you're talking about. When the doors get tough, that's when the tough get going.
Yes, sir. It's difficult getting in as opposed to down there where we can just come in and schedule for a visit. We have to go through the 9-yard process here.
The telephone, it stays busy like you're calling in a radio station.
All right, we don't need to talk on no more than that.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, so once we got that established, we got that particular point established, you understand? Okay, now another thing that I wanted to say to you too, when you come up this way?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to tell the sister, well, in case I don't get to talk to you, when y'all going to need to come up this way?
Tonight.
Well, I was going to tell you, it'd be the best for you to be up here as soon as dawn breaks. Because you have a lot of running to do around before you head back down that way.
Yes, sir. I thought we're in a rental car now. We were just going to drive the rental car down rather than fly, so then we won't have to worry about getting the car when we get down there. And it's a white car with black tinted windows, sir.
Okay, what kind of car is it?
It's a Pontiac Bonneville.
Okay, well, all right. Okay, well, then drive down. You know, now what you're doing is you're sitting, you a lot of times the person that's about to see for I'm the best of the bus out of the other hand, so you're sitting your other touchdown up here in this area here. Well, that means, you know, where so-called Lewis Brown was talking about, you were building your bridges behind you.
Yes, sir.
So you're nipping them in the bud. This is why you all three want to go, and you don't care how much it costs to have them, the place where you look for that TV that's kind of set up right, and the easy chair to kind of lift you up with all the vibrator parts in it.
Yes, sir.
Well, you want to get two, you know, but I think maybe for him, you should make his look like it's double because how big he is. I don't know, because so he won't be crammed into a little one.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
To make the one for so-called Elsie be just a little one.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? But you want all the built-in parts to it.
Yes, sir.
Vibrators and whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. It's a possibility that we might have to order those type of chairs, but we will definitely put
That's you got a place that specializes and have those chairs right there.
Okay, yes, yes sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Somewhere here in the Bay Area, they got the chair. They, you don't have to order chairs. They're all day long. They got a place where they have them.
Okay, all right, yes, sir.
All you got to do is run around and look for them. That's what your lead and your transportation is about.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? There's no such thing you have to order those things because they got people, they got places that deal and have what you want right now.
Okay, yes, sir.
If it's all the way to the Bay Area, they got it where you can get it.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you can't find a rat and back again, then you come up here. If you can't find it here, or you go to you got something that you want before you head back down that way. And so you can, they got a place, they got them, and they got places that are delivering. Even if they have to say, well, to deliver the day for you like this, it will cost you $20. Fine, deliver them.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's because you don't want nothing that you got to order. That's right.